Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I didn't mean to be in a fight with you, but why are you so mad?
It seems like he's been holding on to this.
Yeah, I find it weird. I've thought about this before. Because I see you every day. I see you wear jeans every day. And
have you started to like take notice? Because you always look at his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started looking at his jeans?
Not really, because I can't quite tell the difference. Guys? I know that like sometimes you announce, you're like, I smell like I'm on fire or something. That's
all
a certain
my black
pair
jeans,
of jeans.
No matter who makes them. I thought it was a Banana Republic thing, but then I bought the perfect jean.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like smoke. And I've bought 7 diamonds jeans from Scheels. Mm-hmm. Shout out Scheels. Let's go.
Okay.
Can we take a road trip together?
I've never been, so yeah.
Oh my God, you guys, yeah. It's so fun.
I love Scheels, yeah. I haven't been to this one in Colorado,
but
I've been
your
before.
Kids, dude. There's a Ferris wheel in the store.
That's cool.
The whole front of the store is aquariums.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes, it's a giant.
It's brand new, isn't it?
Not anymore. You guys would go to the south one. You don't even have to come.
Oh.
You don't have to go to Johnstown. There's one in the very beginning of Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
By the new amphitheater down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's, dude.
All right, I got to go. Yeah. I grew up in Scheels. I always thought it would be the best place to work because there's so many people wearing the light blue button-down shirts. You can just walk around.
Everyone works there. It's weird. You're walking around, I'm like, are there any customers here?
He's like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm heading over to that other section.
You're right.
Okay.
It'll take me a half an hour to get there.
It's like, you don't have to do anything. Just
do you see what I just did? It's pretty diabolical, right?
Yeah.
I diffused him. He's now talking about a fun childhood memory, and his anger towards me is now diffused. That, my friends, is how you take a psychopath.
There's not anger towards you.
No,
there's confusion.
You looked... Okay. So I would like a guess on how many jeans you think I have. Because, like, I have, like, light gray, black, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, of the light gray, they're all kind of the exact same color. So I sometimes think that you think I only have one pair of those.
No, I assume you have multiple, but I don't...
How many is multiple?
I would say 3.
3 of each color?
Yeah. I would say like...
So then you think I have 12
maybe
jeans.
Like 5 of blue, 7 of black.
Okay.
3 of gray.
Okay. Yeah, I would have honestly guessed you wear a different pair every day of the week. So it's 7 plus some extra is 10, and then I'll round up. So I'll say 15.
Yeah.
Because you have... You, yeah, 15
I probably
pairs.
Have 100 pairs of jeans in my house. Why do we call them pairs? I don't understand that. Why is it a pair of jeans? It's just one.
Yeah,
just
I don't know.
I don't know. Because of 2 legs,
yep,
maybe? I don't know. Pair of underwear.
It's not a pair. It's just one.
For your 2 legs. Anything with
it's
the 2 legs.
It's just about the 2 legs. Then
I
why
don't
isn't
know.
It a pair of shirts? 2 arms go in it.
Hmm. I don't know.
I see your point.
I want everyone to take some time.
I'm getting angrier at you now.
So ask the same question you asked of me off the air.
Well, because we've talked about this before, but you... Come in, you put your jeans on, you get dressed. You wear jeans almost every day.
Not almost.
Well, you have some cargo pants, but you're mainly a jeans guy.
I have recently added 2 pairs of Hollister. I have the Kim Possible green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I approve.
And I have black. But I wear those very rarely in public. That's my weekend pant.
Okay, yeah. So jeans every day. And so you put them on, you come into work. You go home, you take them off, you put them in the hamper, and you wash them.
Uh-huh.
So you've had them on for a total of 7 hours, 8 hours, sure. 10 at the most, you know?
In the car, in the studio.
Yeah,
In the car.
Yeah, but sometimes I've gone to a restaurant, so there's food in the air. Sometimes I've cooked for my family, so there's grease in the air, or I've smoked some delicious meats on my Traeger that I purchased at Scheels. Why is this a Scheels commercial now?
Okay, sometimes you do those things. Like sometimes you might
I don't always
go to a bonfire, and then they're kind of smoky. But other than that, normally you just in
I've
air conditioning.
Here.
You're outside for 18 seconds, and you're in air conditioning in the car, in air conditioning in the house. You're in the studio, back, like, and then you put them
in
the laundry.
Are you trying to make a case that they don't need wash? Is it your case right now is my jean doesn't need wash?
No, not that is my case. Yes, that is my case. They don't need to be washed that often.
But
I barely had them on. What did you even do?
I was around you.
Okay.
You smell.
You don't like.
You make my pants smell.
You don't get close enough.
Oh yeah.
To him.
Yeah. You don't see it. When you're somewhere else cutting traffic, he's like a cat. He just rubs all over me. He's under me. He's arching his back. He's going. No, I don't. Why are you mad if I wash my jeans? What I'm trying to figure out is what is your investment. Okay,
I'm not
why are
mad.
You upset?
You're just insane. That's
insane.
The difference. You're an insane person, and I will allow you to live that way if that's what you want to do.
Stop calling me insane. Is that insane? I understand some people go, don't wash your hair as much. And I can make a case one way or the other. Don't wash your jeans as much. But is it insane to do it?
I used to do that. And only recently have I stopped. But the reason I like doing it is because I like that post-dryer jean where it's really tight. And just like fits so well. Ugh, I love that.
I hate that.
Oh my God. It's like painting my jeans on.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have my kids hold the jeans and I run and I jump into them. It's like, wah! It's like...
You ever seen the Levi's commercials where he like leaves his favorite jeans at the girl's house? He's going through all the like chasing a train and stuff to try to get them back, and they're there. They're piled on the floor, and he puts them back on. He's not like, oh, throw these in the dryer for me real quick. He's like, no, a jean is supposed to be lived in. It's supposed to feel like
these are my jeans.
These aren't fresh. They're not warm. They're not hot out of the dryer.
I don't put them on when they get out of the dryer. I'm not an insane person.
Do you wash your hoodie? If you wear a hoodie, it gets washed?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Insane.
Why?
What about winter? How do you wash your winter coat? And how is it any different? The floor is yours. Insane people.
Oh my God. You realize he's like, wait, this is pent up.
Yeah, it
like
is.
He's had.
It is because it makes no sense. And everyone's like, oh, you're so gross. Because it's like, everyone does this. No one washes their coats year after year after season after season.
That's because you have...
You wear it for the same
multiple
amount of time.
Layers. Yeah, but you have multiple layers. Like for me with hoodies, sometimes I don't wear a shirt under it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you don't wear a shirt under a hoodie?
Okay.
You're either insane or weird. What side are you choosing?
Oh my God. I am so scared to talk to you right now. You're calling everyone insane, but the way you're saying it, you're so insane.
Are my eyes bugging out too much?
Okay. I need you to calm down because you're freaking me out. The other day, I'm wearing Vuori right now. Vuori is...
That shirt does look really soft.
Oh my God. It's so soft. And like I put on a white t-shirt and then I put on my Vuori hoodie or whatever. And then all day I'm feeling my t-shirt and I'm like... That damn t-shirt's getting all the joy, man. It's that soft Vuori is touching the t-shirt and not me. So as I was leaving my house, it was a warmer day and I was like, nope. And I took them both off, threw the white t-shirt in the hamper, put the Vuori on, got in my car, backed out, started coming to work. And I'm like, you're crazy. Who wears a hoodie without a shirt? Even though it's Vuori and it's super thin, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Boys can't.
Well, I thought it was just for women that they don't want to wear a bra.
Yes.
So you can put a hoodie on and you get
boys
away with
it. Boys can't. We can't. I don't know what it is.
It's hot when a woman does it's like
nice.
Sexy.
It doesn't feel, if something's weird, even
it's
though it's Vuori, it's
not
really.
Something, yeah.
You're just like, this is a hoodie. This is a jacket. It's like, do you have a great jean jacket?
Yeah.
Do you ever just like get out of the shower and just throw your jean jacket on?
No.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Same with the hoodie. Oh my God, I'm becoming him!
The Slacker Show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice.
105. 9. I don't know what side I'm on this. Because I'm, okay.
Come on, come to the dirty side.
No, I feel like we all...
Do you, if you buy clothes, do you wash them right away?
It depends on what they are.
Or where you bought them?
Yeah. If I'm buying something from
do you wash produce?
No.
Ever.
Ever. Maybe like lettuce.
Even when you're buying organic, because I feel like half the time organic just means they rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. I'll do it for like lettuce, but that's it.
You wash the lettuce?
Yeah.
But you're getting the inside of the lettuce. Like if you just take the outside.
I'll peel it apart and then wash it.
What do you mean by wash? Just water? Or do you have like a
Some people have that thing. Like if you watch some of the like real life hack, is that what you call it? No, biohack guys.
Oh, yeah.
They put their veggies and stuff in with like vinegar or something.
Or like baking soda or something.
And they put it in there for like 10 minutes and then all the pesticides and stuff are supposed to slough off and then you rinse it real good. But I'm like, I don't want it to taste like vinegar or baking. Ugh. Like, I don't want my mango to have that. I mean, I know the mango's got a skin on it or whatever. Yeah. But like,
it feels still like it would.
Yeah, you just grossed up my fruit. I'd rather have the pesticide, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Because at least the pesticide doesn't taste like it. It's killing me, but it doesn't taste weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to pick your struggle.
Yeah, I want to die with good taste in my mouth.
Yeah. You know what? Get me a burger. What am I even eating fruit for? Who cares?
Hook the mango. Yeah, he may have had it right this whole time. Yep. So about the clothes. So where would you buy from that you would wash it?
Would wash? Okay.
Yes, because I never... Well, I'm going to change because of this story, though.
Any secondhand thrifting, I'll wash.
Yep, for sure. Thrift store and that. I think that's it for me.
And then if I'm buying underwear...
But I think
underwear,
the thrift stores do wash it.
I don't care. I'm still washing it.
I wash before I take it to the thrift store.
You are probably alone in that.
You're telling me.
Why would I do that? Yeah.
You're saying...
That's on the buyer.
That you've made a decision to donate an item of clothing right after you wore it.
Well, no.
That's what I'm saying. You make that decision.
But it's been like sitting in my closet collecting dust. I'm not going to wash it.
Yeah, but you would have just walked in there and put it on. But you walk in, you go, yeah, I'm going to donate it. You have to wash it again, but it is clean.
Technically, yes. It's just covered in dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to die from
dust. But I'm still
going
to wash.
Or it's got the weird shoulders because it's been on the hanger for so long. So then I'm like, you'd pull it out and then you wouldn't wear it because you're like, it's dusty and it's misshapen. So now I'll just...
So you,
I'll throw it, you know.
You donate.
I don't
want to
get into those stains in the inside. We'll just donate this. Who needs to know?
So, okay. So thrifting, wash.
Mm-hmm. If I'm buying anything like bathing suits or underwear, that gets washed. Other than that, I think I'm good.
Like this, at the store?
This hoodie and this shirt. Hold on. It's got a bunch of pickles on it. These are new. I didn't wash them.
Nice.
Does that say gluten hates me?
Yes, it does.
God. Okay.
You hear that, gluten?
Get in line.
Okay.
I don't even wash underwear because that's kind of when they're the best, is when they're brand
new. See,
they're
okay,
not stretched
but
at
wait,
all.
But like,
they're not stained at all.
It's in a bag. Right?
Yes. Yeah,
Is it in a bag or is it rolled up and like in the pack? But
exactly.
It's still in a pack. Nah, not all the time.
I don't buy loose underwear.
They get loose when you put them on.
They sure do get stretched out a bit. In the butt. I don't know what I'm saying.
But even the packages...
Could we hold it together for 14 seconds?
Even the underwear that comes in a box or a bag or whatever, usually there's a hole in it. Kind of like feel here.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Try here, test it.
In the butt.
In the butt. Hole enough? What could be on? Okay, here's the reason we're talking about this. According to science, like you can get ringworm from clothes. And ringworm's not what I thought it was. This was an educational day for me because I thought ringworm was like scabies or something. It's an actual worm that like gets under your skin or something. But ringworm is just a rash that like
gets worm shaped. It's just in a circle,
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you had it?
No, but our high school locker room got it.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a junior in high school, there was ringworm. I know the guys. I know who supposedly brought it in.
And then you all got it.
I didn't get it, though. No, so I've already beaten it, so I'm not really afraid
of
ringworm.
That's not how it works.
I can't.
Like, you could put on something right now. I could rub my bulgy underwear butt.
Ew.
You know what? Let's try it. Just for the hell of it. Come on. Let's try it. Come on.
No. So this doesn't this give you pause? I just feel if it's in a bag, I feel like when I order from Amazon or I order directly from like Hollister or whatever, because I, you know, full disclosure, I have to, if I do own some Hollister clothes, but you have to, when you're a person over the age of 28, you have to order it online because they will shame you if you try to go in the store.
Yeah.
They go, lift up your shirt, sir. Can we see your abs? And you're like, I'll just go online.
I'm testing this out for my son. He's almost my exact same size.
Back to Macy's for me.
No, but I remember there was an episode of House where these two teens were like buying jeans from a car. And they like got sick from it.
What?
And ever since that episode, I'm like, I should probably wash my clothes. What? They were like, there was some poison or pesticide in the jeans.
What?
But okay, this begs the question, Aaron. Yes. Do you buy many of your clothes from cars?
Well, no, but that's why I'm saying if I'm buying from Goodwill or thrifting or something, I make sure to wash those. But for some reason, this one came from Amazon and it's like,
but it was in a bag. Fine. Don't you feel like that was never on a person? You can't get ringworm from the bag. False.
No, but like, what if someone else had it and they were like, I'm going to return it?
That is always a possibility that someone tried it on.
Yeah.
Even in the store, they tried it on and put it back. And
so if I took it off the rack, then I'm going to wash it. That's what I was going to say.
Oh,
from this
really?
Point forward, if it's not bagged up, then I feel like I got to wash it. Because someone could have put their nasty on it.
But someone could have put their nasty on it, sent it
don't
back, and then they bagged
for
it
me.
Up.
Don't ruin this for me. Because I don't want to have to baking soda my mango.
You don't have to do that.
And I want my saggy butt to be dirty with ringworm.
Ew. The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.